A New York City ballet company is coming to Cheyenne. Their show is called Cocktail Hour. It's exactly what it sounds like, dance vignettes of drinks. The Bloody Mary, the Mint Julep, the Shirley Temple, all performed with original choreography, music, and costumes. This is classical ballet with a twist. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones spoke with the choreographer, Marilyn Claus.
Cocktail Hour is a show that has been created to really get American audiences out of their living rooms and into the theater again. The dance audiences have sort of fallen off in the United States. So this is an entertaining concept. It is a classical concept. All the dancers are classically trained, but we try to give the audience a nightlife experience as if they were attending a New York nightclub, be it from the 30s, maybe when Ricky Ricardo and Lucille Ball were entertaining audiences, or in the disco era, or a vaudeville or a French theater.
I guess I hadn't thought about that before, that type of entertainment, like the Lucille Ball entertainment and the nightclub entertainment of dancing, has kind of fallen off. Do you know why that is?
A lot of the dance that's in universities and in the cities nowadays isn't very performance oriented. It's more about the personal expression of the entertainer. And I shouldn't even say entertainer, the personal experience of the practitioner, of the person who is moving. And I'm really using the form of the ballet because I feel that it's an extreme form. It's something that people are amazed by when they see an excellent, beautifully trained ballet dancer. And it's a kind of form that's eternally modern because it's based on the scientific principles of the human physique.
So why do you think it's important to come back to the more performance aspect or connection with audience aspect of dance?
Because I think the audience actually gets something from it. It's not personal. It's we're creating artwork for the audience to get something from, as opposed to that the performer alone gets something from.
Cocktail Hour is a series of vignettes that are dancing drinks, or I guess like they're dancing a story of a drink. And how do you go about choreographing a drink?
Yeah, I think cocktails are something that people worldwide associate with a certain magic. So when they go into a bar or a lounge, you know, be it the fanciest place like maybe the Ritz in Paris or just like a roadside bar, they're going there because they want to relax. They have a sense of what they want to order. For instance, one of the dances that we're doing in Cheyenne is Mint Julep. And as Americans, we associate that with the Kentucky Derby. So we have really tall thoroughbreds. And those are the really tall ballerinas who, when they have on their pointe shoes, are about 5 or 6 inches in normal height. And so they can really be regal and impressive. We have the racetrack owner's daughter. And then we have the trainers and the jockeys. And then in Cheyenne, we're going to have the local ponies because we're auditioning and working with young ballet dancers in Cheyenne and putting them on the stage. The Mint Julep took maybe about 10 months to create. And it's only about an 8-minute piece. The composer used live banjo and a lot of music that you might hear from Kentucky, even though it's a composition that he worked on classically. And then, of course, the costume designer, Catherine Zaire, she came a lot to rehearsal. She figured out, how can I give the audience a feel for who these characters are? So that's just one piece, and that we're very excited to do in Cheyenne.
Marilyn, do you have a favorite choreographed cocktail?
I adore zombie. The zombie, to me, how I created it was like a sci-fi pool splash, like an LA kind of feeling or a Hollywood feeling, that the zombies come and take your character and your personality. And the women also wear giant pearls as if they were in the 60s, or the kind of pearls that Barbara Bush used to wear. And then they have these red lace visors that they wear over their eyes that make them look like they have bloodshot eyes. I really, really love it. And it's funny, the dancers were saying last night how much they loved the music. We brought it back into circulation to do in Cheyenne because it's, since we're performing in October.
And do you have a favorite cocktail to drink?
Yes, I used to love the margarita. I do not drink anymore. But the margarita I love, and I love our margarita dance that we do because she's a goddess. She's a Mayan goddess and sort of combined with the Virgin Mary. So it's a spiritual thing, but it's also a pun, right? Having to do with, you know, spirits and all of that. I do love the margarita. And I know that the agave plant, which is what tequila is made from, is pollinated by bats, which really kind of sends me.